Well, this morning I'm here again with Jan Hocken, and she and I will be talking a bit about Roxy Newhart, who passed away last week. And Roxy is perhaps most well known in relation to Darcel and the Darcel's Cabaret Drag Club. But Roxy is a monument of his own, and we'd like to highlight some of that. Complex, wonderful person, and a great loss, not just to friends and family, but to the entire community. Roxy and Darcel both, of course, have been very involved in building community, raising funds for all sorts of organizations, always being willing to come out and do and support most anything when it comes to the social needs around gay and lesbian community, and not just that community, but in particular. So, and Jan, you, of course, are much more familiar with Roxy, having been intimately involved with Darcel and Roxy in the filming of your documentary film, Queens of Heart. I worked with you on that production some and was able to meet both Darcel and Roxy and spent a good amount of time with Roxy, and an awesome storyteller. And really holds the history of Darcel's, as well as his own history, pre-history as a dancer.
Yeah, and throughout the making of the film, Roxy was a real important historian, as you say, of the club, but also the community, and talked about his own conflicts and initially moving from being a dancer and a choreographer to drag, and worked in Las Vegas as a young man, a very imposing, kind of classically handsome dancer, and did these routines with women on the stage. He worked at the Hoyt Hotel, which was quite a place, a happening place in the 1960s. They had floor shows and that were quite grand, and was kind of an era of that. And then he met Darcel in the late 60s, and when they joined forces as a couple, but also as companions in this new project of opening a tavern that became the club. And remember, Roxy talked about initially it was difficult moving to this kind of campy form of dancing because he was a very serious dancer and loved the cabaret formality of it and the beauty of it, and of course, like so many gay men, appreciated beautiful women, but he was in the male part of these dancing arrangements. But then he said when he started doing drag, he had to question his own masculinity because he often was in a male role, but also took on a lot of female roles, characters, played a lot of characters as a woman, and really came to appreciate the campiness of it. But it involved a kind of shift in how he thought about being a performer. And he said it was kind of a threat to his own masculinity, that it felt like a sacrifice of his masculinity. And so it made him question, well, what does constitute your sense of your masculinity or femininity? And of course, when we were making the film, it had been drag was controversial among feminists too. And we had to decide, is this something we want to support? Who pays the price of the joke? That they're making fun of women, or does it take a man to know how to be a woman? You know, these are some of the arguments from feminists. But he said he said something that convinced me that it was an important cultural work they were doing. He said, you know, drag is really about, it's a parody of gender. It really challenges the rules of gender, that gender is a kind of performance. And they really brought that forward, I think, and we were able to bring that forward in the film.
Yeah, there's a bio that's circulated a little bit that tells the story of Roxy actually coming out in the early part of, you know, at the time of the filming, the club had been running for 30 years and was the oldest surviving drag club in the U.S. So, you know, a lot of this evolving of character and participation spanned decades.
And still going strong, right. Even though they're in their 80s, and Roxy mm-hmm. died in his early 80s last week.
But the story recounted is that Roxy gets on stage as a man and does this tap dance, and it really didn't, it kind of bombed, and there was, you know, a little light clapping, etc., and that it wasn't until he came out in drag and did the same tap dance that everybody kind of loved it. And so, you know, it's these kinds of, but this is of course one of so many stories. And as you've mentioned, you know, Roxy was very instrumental in moving the club from this tavern to this great Portland institution over the years. So,
And was such a skilled choreographer. I think with any performance, it often, if it's done well, it seems natural and spontaneous. But there was a lot of planning that went into those performances, and still is a lot of planning. But I remember during the time of making the documentary, going to rehearsals on Monday nights, and Roxy could be quite a taskmaster. I mean, just say, no, we have to do it again and again, and move things around on the stage. And it gave me such an appreciation for the level of skill and preparation in those performances. And Roxy's astute skills as a choreographer, and also knowing how the performance is going to work, as both riding a number of emotions, sometimes swelling sentiments, mocking satire, mm-hmm. sweetness. And so it wasn't a cynical kind of, and these performances aren't cynical, but there's a lot of biting satire in them. And Roxy really had a sense of timing around that, which of course is key in this kind of work.
And their work together and the work that was happening in the club, both Darcel and Roxy talked a lot about how important it was, how important that club was to the gay community, and not just during the AIDS crisis, which was actually a huge moment in time where they both were quite involved and quite generous with their time and space.
Yeah, and took helping people into their home and avoiding a kind of hysteria around that.
Right. But just also talking about how so many people were able to transform and able to become comfortable and come out as a part of that community and coming to that club. And it served such a purpose. And of course now it is most well known as a place to go, a landing place for young women getting married and partying
the
on their
last night out.
Yeah, last night
bringing
out.
Bringing their grandmas, great grandmas who also did the same thing 40 years ago. Yeah.
But it of course, as the film points out, Queens of Heart, which folks can actually, I believe, see on Netflix still. I'm not positive, but folks
Amazon.
And, you know, the film points out, of course, how important the club was to building all kinds of community. And these young women also had the opportunity to kind of come out in their own way. They never sort of lacked an appreciation for what they were going through as young people. Yeah.
Yeah. Both Roxy and Darcel talked about why they didn't get married, even during that summer of love, as it's called, in 2003, where gay marriage was passed and then revoked in a ballot measure in the fall. But both of them said that they are, you know, they're joined at the hip on so many levels as a couple and as partners in the project of the club, but that marriage shouldn't be the institution that it can overly privatize a relationship, that their relationship as a couple was part of a larger world,
right.
And their commitment wasn't, and that the gay, they felt there was a loss in so much focusing on marriage of the social aspects of gay history, of joining and meeting at clubs and being part of a community, and the gay marriage movement kind of over domesticated that aspect of gay pleasure. And I think those are still important insights, and they both kind of live those principles throughout their lives in their longtime union.
Mm-hmm. And particularly pointing out that we needed to become equal in all sorts of other ways, you know, equal access to, you know, good jobs, not being harassed, housing, all sorts of
things. And healthcare, where it's not so crucial that you have a marriage partner to make sure someone's there when you need care. And they had a big worldview, and, and it's an enormous loss. But Roxy Newhart gave so much and had such a big heart, but such an interesting person who will be remembered in many ways, and I hope through the work of the club as well.
Absolutely. Well, we're saying our goodbyes to Roxy, and we hope that folks can continue to kind of hold that history and support the club and support the causes that Darcelle and Roxy supported all these years.
Yeah.